The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, December 18th. What to know about the process and expectations on the day President Trump could be formally impeached. Plus, why health officials okayed a new type of cigarette. The newest Instagram stories feature, and how our dishwashing habits have apparently changed. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today's the day President Trump could become only the third president in U.S. history to be formally impeached. Lawmakers in the House are expected to vote this afternoon or evening. After a two-month investigation, NBC News reports it's likely the two articles of impeachment will pass. Remember, even though the vote will likely be along party lines and Republicans plan to vote against it, Democrats have a majority in the House. So basically what they say goes. In fact, yesterday, some Dems who were on the fence, including some from districts Trump won back in 2016, announced they will be voting to impeach. Some could pay a political price, but they say they feel it's the right thing to do. But President Trump is pushing back hard, basically saying Democrats need to knock it off and get back to work. He wrote House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a six-page letter accusing her of trying to overthrow the government, adding that she and other Democrats will pay for this in the 2020 election. He called the process unfair and even compared it to the Salem witch trials. But it's not likely to change the outcome today. Democrats charged Trump with 1, abuse of power for pressuring Ukraine to announce investigations that would benefit him in next year's election, and 2, obstruction of Congress, because once they started investigating, Trump refused to comply with subpoenas and told others not to as well. The New York Times says to expect some procedural votes and hours of debate first, then ultimately the vote. So if the House does vote to impeach, then it's up to the Senate to hold a trial in the new year and decide if President Trump will actually be removed from office. That is unlikely, though, because the Senate is controlled by Republicans and they're fully backing the president at this point. Stay tuned. One more quick note that's connected to the impeachment investigation. The top American diplomat in Ukraine, who was subpoenaed and testified at an impeachment hearing, is now stepping down. Bill Taylor publicly criticized the White House's decision to withhold millions of dollars in aid from Ukraine, saying there was no good reason for it. He was considered one of the key witnesses in the impeachment investigation. Now NBC News reports he'll leave his job January 1st. The reason? The New York Times says Taylor's appointment was only temporary, since he replaced someone else who was pushed out. So if he's not named the permanent replacement, his time in that role is up. The Trump administration then plans to nominate someone else for the ambassador role soon. Lawmakers came together on a spending deal to avoid a government shutdown. The Washington Post reports the House passed a $1.4 trillion spending package yesterday, and now it's going to the Senate for approval. It essentially breaks down how your tax dollars will be spent through fiscal year 2020. And remember, the House, the Senate, and the President all have to sign off before it's final. Some highlights so far. Under the deal, CNN reports military and federal workers will get pay raises. Money will also be spent on gun research for the first time in 20 years, as well as election security. And nearly $1.4 billion will be used to fund President Trump's border wall. It's steady funding, but actually a lot less than the administration had hoped for. The deal also repeals or gets rid of a few taxes that are used to pay for the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. Also, some things that don't have anything to do with spending were pushed into this deal. For example, if the package is passed, it would raise the age to buy tobacco across the country to 21. The Senate must pass the deal and President Trump sign it by midnight Friday to avoid a government shutdown. New low-nicotine cigarettes are about to hit store shelves. CNBC reports the so-called Moonlight cigarettes are from 22nd Century Group and just got the green light from the FDA. They have about 95% less nicotine in them than a traditional cigarette, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're safer. Federal health officials still say they can cause cancer, lung disease, stroke, and other deadly diseases. But officials at least hope these will ease cigarette addiction. The AP says studies have shown people who already smoke, who then switch to low nicotine cigarettes, start to smoke less and are more likely to try quitting. A big setback for the Boy Scouts of America. The organization is set to lose 400,000 members on January 1st. The AP says that's because the Mormon Church is pulling all of its youth out of the organization and enrolling them in its own new global program. This means Boy Scouts of America is losing 18% of its members and one of its biggest sponsors. In the past, just about every Mormon church had a Boy Scout troop, and kids were automatically signed up. So this loss is a tough blow to the Boy Scouts. Even before this, the organization was facing shrinking membership. It's roughly half what it was in the 70s. So more recently, it opened its arms to openly gay youth members and volunteers, as well as girls and transgender boys. But the Mormon Church says it's time to expand beyond the U.S. and Canada with a worldwide program. The Boy Scouts says it hopes at least some church youth will miss it and decide to return. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Native. Native is aluminum-free, safe, and effective, with a formula where you can actually pronounce and understand everything that is in your deodorant. In fact, less is more with Native, from the simple ingredients to the small amount you actually have to use for this deodorant to work. I love the scents Native offers as well. I use the coconut and vanilla deodorant every single day. It smells so good, but they offer a bunch of other scents that I definitely want to try out, like cucumber and mint. And yes, there is something for everyone with options for both men and women. Look, I was a bit skeptical when they first sent me the product, but it turns out the 9,000 five-star reviews were right, and I ultimately ordered more Native deodorant with my own money. So try it out as well. Get 20% off your first purchase, by the way, when you go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. Drew Brees made NFL history twice. He broke two records Monday night. The first was for career touchdown passes. ESPN reports the New Orleans Saints quarterback has thrown 540 touchdowns, beating the previous record held by Peyton Manning. The second was for the highest completion percentage. He completed 96.7% of passes during the Saints and Colts game. Brees does have some competition, though. Tom Brady is only a few touchdowns away from beating his record. Five former Google employees say the company improperly fired them, and they filed a complaint with federal regulators. The latest employee, a security engineer, says Google fired her for trying to educate her coworkers about their labor rights through an internal pop-up notification. But Google says it wasn't about the content of the message, it's about the security breach to send out that pop-up about anything. In fact, four other workers were let go earlier this year. They say they were fired for talking about coming together as a union, which is protected under the law. But Google says that wasn't the reason, that those employees also broke company policies, and Google is standing by its decision to let all five of them go. E-scooter and bike-sharing companies are jumping on the subscription bandwagon. Lime is the latest to roll out a new service meant for commuters. It's called Lime Pass, and it's a weekly subscription that waives the fees to unlock scooters and bikes. Engadget says it costs about $5 a week in places like San Francisco. But keep in mind, it's just getting rid of those unlock fees. Users still do have to pay for the per-minute charge for the ride. And earlier this year, Bird launched a different kind of subscription option. For $25 a month, you get unlimited scooter use. Uber and Lyft's bike and scooter services also have various subscription options. So it seems they're all still in the experimental phase to see what works and try to get some customer loyalty with so much competition out there. There's a new feature on Instagram to tell you about. You can now upload or take multiple photos for one Instagram story. So you can basically create a collage with up to 6 photos without another app. It's through the layout feature you'll now see in Instagram stories. Just open stories, scroll over to the layout option, then choose what type of collage you want and start taking or uploading photos for each box. Americans have apparently changed their dishwashing habits. Research from Procter & Gamble, the company that makes Dawn dish soap, says 61% of Americans now use the clean-as-you-go method. So they wash dishes as soon as they go in the sink instead of letting them pile up. Well, P&G says its old Dawn soap is not meant to be used that way, that the soap is actually supposed to be mixed with water to create the suds and activate the soap, and then a big load of dishes can be washed. So now Dawn has a new spray meant to go directly on the dishes without needing the water to activate it. CNN says this is the company's first new form of dish detergent since the Dawn soap bottle was released 50 years ago. And it'll be on store shelves next month. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. This Work Wednesday is brought to you by the Meditation Minis podcast. If you're feeling stressed this holiday season and need a little calming reset in your day, check out my friend Shell's Meditation Minis podcast for short guided meditations to soothe your stress away. Just search Meditation Minis in your podcast app and feel better fast. All right, so today we're talking about the C-suite. You know, the top leadership positions where the title starts with chief, like CEO is chief executive officer. Well, these days, there are a lot of other C-suite jobs out there. In fact, experts say some companies that had 5 executives 10 years ago now have double that. LinkedIn's economic graph team says some of the fastest hiring C-suite jobs in the past 5 years have been chief growth officers, chief people officers, and chief diversity officers. CEOs are adding these jobs mostly because of the specialties needed, like the digital space, data, privacy, work culture, and diversity. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.